Hello. Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, now I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, can I speak with Jimmy Camp, please?
Huh?
Okay, I'm not selling. Like I said, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions.
What is an opinion survey about on politics?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
About the
I
election.
gotta answer some questions if you don't get too personal, but I ain't asking no personal questions.
No, sir. All right, sir. Does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, now, are you 18 and older and registered to vote?
Yes, I'm 18 and older. Over 18.
All right, sir. Okay, and just to be sure we represent everybody, may I ask what is your race?
Ask what?
What is your race?
My weight?
No, race. Like, you know, you're
my
white,
race.
African-American, or black,
I'm
Hispanic.
Black, I'm African-American. African-American.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the 2024 elections for president, Congress? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely vote. I vote in every election.
All right. All right, sir, and the only question we're going to ask, you know, that's a little personal, is your age. What is your age?
My age?
Yes, sir.
I'm 85.
Okay. All right, sir, and please write me your level of motivation for voting on this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote this year, but 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote, okay? But you may use any number from 0
to
10.
You're talking so fast, I can't hear you. You're not coming too clear.
Okay, we want to rate your motivation, you know, this year presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, okay, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, but 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. How motivated you are?
Oh, about 5.
About 5, okay. All right, sir, and would you say that the coming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
Really important.
Much more important or just somewhat important?
Yes.
All right, sir, and regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I knew we was coming to that. I'm a Democrat.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, and would you call yourself to be a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yeah, I approve the way Joe Biden is handling it.
Is strongly or just somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very satisfied.
Very satisfied. Okay, in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
For me, I think it's about getting about the same.
About the same, okay. All right, sir, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on, okay? You can select up to 2, okay? The first one will be protecting abortion rights, reducing crime, combating division and racism, improving K through 12 school education, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, border security, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, passing common sense gun reform to help, you know, keep guns out of the hands of wrong people, or creating more jobs and raising wages. Which one would be... Go ahead, sir.
I'd say racism for one.
Fighting racism, okay?
Yeah.
And which one would be the other one? You can select up to two.
Protecting Social Security.
Social Security and Medicare, right? Okay.
Yeah, right. And Medicare.
Got it. All right, sir. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. Okay, 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral. Okay, you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, just please say so. The first one will be Gio Stein from 0 to 100. What do you think about him?
Oh, about 50.
50? Okay, Tim Scott.
What was that?
Tim Scott.
Oh, about the same.
50? Okay, Democrat in Congress.
About 75.
75, okay? 75. Republicans in Congress.
Republican is 0.
0, okay. What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Oh, Robert F. Kennedy, 0.
0? Joe Biden.
Joe Biden is probably about 90.
90. Okay, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is minus 0.
Okay, Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris is about 100.
100. All right. Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Okay, sir, and I know I'm still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Jill Stein, an independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? Or, if you still undecided, you please say so, okay?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Would you say yes a lot, yes some, or only a little, or nothing at all?
Not at all.
Nothing at all. Okay, and have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yeah, I've heard too much about Donald Trump. Yeah, I hear something about him every 5 minutes on TV or the radio.
Would that be yes, a lot, or just some?
What was that? I don't want to say the wrong thing about Donald Trump.
He's negative,
in my book.
Have you heard a lot or some about President Trump?
I've heard a lot about it.
Okay. All right, sir. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Well, it's less favorable about him.
Much more favorable?
About Donald Trump for the last 8 years.
Would that be much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, unfavorable?
Much more unfavorable.
Unfavorable, okay. All right, sir, and what have you read, seen, or heard makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
Because Donald Trump act like he's uneducated, and he's not aware of the facts, and he don't talk about the issues. The only thing he talk about is himself and his grievances.
Okay, so he acts like he's uneducated, right?
That's where he acts. He acts like he's uneducated.
Okay. Educated. All right, sir, and now I'd like to read you some, you know, what others have said, you know, believe are threats to the African-American community, okay? Please, which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? You may choose two choices, okay? The lack of quality education opportunities, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, rising crime and violence, cuts to the local safety net like Social Security, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, stagnant wages and rising costs, or Donald Trump getting elected president again. You can select up to two choices. Which one do you think is a threat?
Again.
That's one. What else?
Rolling back to Social Security.
Social Security, okay. All right, okay, rolling back cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, and for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with that issue, okay? The rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Would that be Biden better, Biden somewhat better, or Trump somewhat better, or Trump better, much better?
Joe Biden be better at holding back white supremacy, dealing with
it. All right, well... What about the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms? Would that be Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs. Would be Biden much better or Trump?
Biden.
Growing the U.S. economy. Biden or Trump?
Biden. He the one got the slump we were in.
Okay, rising crime and violence. Would that be Biden or Trump?
Biden.
And fixing the immigration system. Would that be Biden or Trump?
Biden.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. We almost finished with this survey. I only have a couple more questions. I really appreciate your time, okay? And thank you for helping me with this survey. And generally speaking, does President Biden handling the Israel-Gaza war makes you more or less favorable towards him?
Or more.
Would that be much more favorable or just somewhat more favorable?
Somewhat more favorable.
Somewhat more favorable. Okay, and as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up, an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think that trial was fair or unfair?
The trial was fair.
Very fair or just somewhat
fair? Very fair.
Okay. All right, sir, and since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more reliable.
I don't know where you get that from.
Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I disagree wholeheartedly, strongly.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, sir. And how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
Very often. All right, sir. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Would that be Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook.
What about TikTok?
I don't know. No TikTok. It's only Facebook.
Instagram?
No.
YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube.
Okay. Not Twitter or other, right?
Beg your pardon? Where was
that? What about Twitter or X?
No, nothing from Twitter.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, switching gears a bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you had completed?
Last year that I did what?
Schooling. First grade to 11th grade, high school, graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college.
My last year of schooling was high school, 12th grade.
Okay, high school. All right, thank you, sir. And are you married? I'm married with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
All right, and do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
All right, sir, in thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay, and how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, or once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever, or never?
Once a month.
Once or twice a month?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, and thinking about your neighbors, the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, or less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
None of my neighbors are white.
So none at all, right? None at
no.
all, okay?
No.
All right, sir, and how would you describe your area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And were one or more of your parents born outside the United States?
No.
Okay. All right, sir, and were you born outside the United States?
No.
Okay, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
All right, sir, well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening, sir. Appreciate your help.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right.